Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this Hello? Is Steph Knight, singer, songwriter, musician, album cover, design. My album cover is a lot of work. Design my video. I do have a doctoral degree in law, and I'm an artist. I love to express myself. So here is the night.
Hi, this is Dub Night. Well, I wanted to let you guys know I am still an aspiring songwriter. Well, I am with BMI Broadcast Music. I'm no longer going to be performing on stage because I'm getting too old. I've done it 34 years, so didn't find the right band, and you know, I told the whole story. But I'm not giving up. I'm still a songwriter for a while. So, you know, it's just that I found myself after more than half my life doing something that I enjoy creatively, but the aspiration of business just simply did not connect. And it was just a lot of things, you know, that was the cause of it. It was just plain bad luck. I don't want to see myself as like the broken dreamer or something like that, come to Hollywood and a dream didn't happen. I want to see myself as just aspiring to try to transition and make changes to the age and time, because time, you have to make changes. So I'm a totally different person than I was 19. However, if the opportunity comes professionally that to sing on stage, I would. I've done it a long time. I paid my dues. I had my naysayers or haters say, I didn't perform my songs. That's a lie. Okay? I know what I did in all those years when I came out here. So I'm not going to be on stage. I'm not interested. I was not interested. I didn't come 3,000 miles from New York State to play for fun, and I did not play for a hobby. So that's not what I'm trying to do. I don't consider myself in any way famous. I'm just famous online, but there's an aspiration to get to the next level. You know, it's about just trying to do what I need to do. I don't know. I'm trying to find my own way. I'm very disappointed that I didn't get recognized or recognition for my music after 34 years. I'm very, you know, I'm in the professional business, but I am grateful that I got my videos professionally on Vevo. There was an MTV online account. I don't have access. It's a different email. So whoever have access, somebody have access to that. I don't. Maybe it was taken off. It was on Viacom. That was a long time ago. I am grateful for people who like my gown video where you see me dancing with a microphone. That was actually a movie. I sang my song Forever Through Time, and I Fall to the Ground. You know, that was, I'm glad 2,000 people like that, so. And I am very fortunate. I appreciate it. Whoever bought my song or listened to me, so. But I'm not giving up. I'm still a songwriter, you know, for now. But I have to transition because I'm getting older, you know. I can't do the same thing over. And, you know, I have to be able to breathe. Creativity is great, but when I came out here to make a living at it and not doing it, not getting recognized, rejections, that's not what I came out here for. I didn't come out here to play for people for fun, and some people, haters, thought I was going to go to a little center and play, make everybody feel good, and that's it. No. If that was that, I'd go back to my home state. So I leave it there. I don't need no put downs. Some people call me a loser. All I can say is they're evil. They're terrible people. I had a very bad life. So I'm trying to find my way, but I'm glad I came to California when I left Erie County, because California was a more open place. That's one of the reasons why I came out to California, because I was so broad-minded, and I started to see in some parts of where I live, there were some people who were closed-minded with their religion, too many religious zealots, and too many limitations, and too much ignorance. And I'm not going to put down everybody. There's a lot of open-minded people there. Don't get me wrong, because where I come from, New York State, is very blue, very open. So there's some good people that I met. But I'm just saying, my experience is I had to go to a place where I can be me. Did I find that in L.A.? No. But I did find solace to be me in the sense of, you know, you can be accepted with beliefs, you can be yourself. The reason why I say that is because I came across people who bring their closed-mindedness from somewhere else, come out to L.A., you know, and still think it's, they live in the deep South. I don't need that. You know, L.A., San Francisco, Los Angeles. Los Angeles, I came to be an artist. If I didn't come to Los Angeles, I would have stayed in New York City and tried to be an artist, but I couldn't because I was homeless. I was homeless in New York City in 1993 and 91. So I did the best I could. So I had to transition. Life is too short. Yes, what I did probably hurt. I feel it stunted my growth in some ways because I didn't have no stability in my early life, and I didn't have no stability when I was young. It took me to about 25 to really have some sense of stability, a little sense of stability. But, you know, I'm just looking to be calm, you know, calm inside, which I'm more calmer, but outside calm. And I'm still attracting craziness and sanity to me, people who are up to no, you know, people who I have no attraction to, who don't know what I'm about, who are too nosy or crazy or sick or making false judgments. I don't need that. It has nothing, you know, the fame and thing. I just wasn't given a chance to express myself, to go to the next level. So I had to end it. 34 years, I had to stop. But I'm open to in the future, if it comes professionally, a break. But if not, then it's over. Songwriting is not over. I got 517 songs. I wrote on a keyboard. I wrote in the studio. I wrote a lot of songs. There were some songs I did not release that I've written. I was going to, you know, in a studio, I have the voice. But I just didn't sing in the studio. When I was younger, I sung on stage. It's just, I had to transition, you know. You have to move on, you know, change, keep up with the times, you know. And if something isn't happening, you have to end it. I don't regret it. I regret not seeing it, but I have no control. Because of my other parts, you know, you got to realize a lot of artists have bad childhoods. Some artists have alcohol and drug problems. I don't have that, thank God, because I would, you know, I'm glad I don't drink or smoke because I would have been dead. And looking at some members of my family, particularly my dad, what happened to him, I couldn't drink. But looking at also mental health issues, yes, a lot of artists, it's very difficult to be a starving artist. It's because there's no guarantee. It's so unpredictable. And so, and it's looking at people who I came across when I came out here in the 90s and they didn't make it. And looking at people who had such bad lives as artists. Some people did not survive, lost their lives trying to be actors, singers, songwriters. So I'm glad to be alive. So I had to take that in stride. I am trying to be something I did not intend to come to L.A. to do. It's probably, it would have been best I stayed in my hometown to do it. But we'll see. I don't know if I'm going to do it, you know. Well, we'll see. Some people say, oh, he's going to do this, and that's so amazing. I don't want to hear that. I'd rather hear, is I'm an amazing songwriter, singer to get me to the next level. I don't want to hear about academia or I don't hear about nothing else. Let it go. You know what I mean? We're, you know, move on, you know. Don't compare me to anybody. Don't compare me to anybody who's an alcoholic. And they were comparing me to people who are low functioning. I am so high functioning. I don't know why they're comparing me to people who has no comparison. It's because I have a unique style. It's because I speak my mind, and maybe perhaps the uniqueness and living life on my own terms and the harshness and limitations that I face the perception is I must be something that I ain't. It walks like a duck, it talks like a duck. With me, it's not a duck. It's because of ignorant people. That's why I talk about, you know, you have to be careful about people and see people as individuals and be open to people who are unique and teach people to classes. You know, ignorant people need to take classes on being open-mindedness, because the world does not revolve around a religion or a person or a race, and they still are the people that I came across are still acting like they live in 1920 or 1888. We're not living in the 18th century. And this is California, you know. California is advanced, you know, open. So don't, you know, look at each life. My life has been terrible. Some people talk about what job I have or whatever. You know, I want to have a job as a songwriter, but don't compare me to somebody else, and that's not a criteria to make judgments on anybody who have less or more than you, you know, because that's, it's just not right. We can't look at each individual case by case and think outside the box, because if you don't, you're going to lose out. Being ignorant is not a good, ignorance is bliss. A lot of people like to be ignorant, but staying ignorant and judgmental, you're going to lose out, and it's going to cost you a lot more than being open. But I'm trying my best to do the right thing. I'm still an aspiring professional songwriter. I am no longer going to be singing on a concert, but I will tell you what I will do. I may perform my keyboard on podcasts, so that's what I do live, like I did, like Basic Jam, the song, part two, that was done on podcasts. I performed it. That's Alive, or I Want My Dreams to Come True, and I sang and I played, or the two songs, I Do Love You and I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True. And people wonder if I wrote that. Yes, you can check the copyright office. I say that because one reason why it was hard to make it, because people didn't know who I was, even if I performed, and there were people saying I was this and that. You know, don't listen to anything. I say it all the time. I am not, you know, I had some crazy person say I was a comedian. I am not an aspiring professional comedian. I am an aspiring singer, songwriter, musician, but I have tried acting and I didn't get no word. I got rejections. It's very common with a lot of artists, but I didn't get no recognition after 34 years. And I had to stop, but I'm still a songwriter, aspiring, still struggling. So this is what I did on my podcast.
Love Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, movie director. Video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. This is Dove Knight. You know, I love the tongue, but now I'm going to about to play. It's an unannounced performance. I don't know how I'm going to sound, so I hope I sound good. Hear me? It's a song I've written by myself. It's called Basic Jam Part 2. I played it for, you know, years. I made up the melody on the keyboard and the song and the drum beats and the voice. Here I go. Dove Knight. It's Basic Jam Part 2.
I see the light, you know it's true.
That song, you know, I rap, so I experimented with music. You know, I initially, when I came out here at 19, I was initially just a rock and roll singer, and aspiring rock and roll singer and songwriter, musician. And then I evolved into pop. I love pop. I actually wanted to make a pop song. My first song was a pop song, actually. In the recording studio, I went on stage and sang it. So I was a pop and rock singer, and I evolved into rap. I experiment, and I play in the keyboards to make songs with it and use my voice as an instrument. So if you listen to that, look up Dovenigt. But again, I'm just talking, you know. I've done so many podcasts the last 10 years. I've released 12 songs and videos on Viva the last decade, since 2014. So I guess that's it, you know. I don't need to release any more, do I? Well, we'll see. Maybe next year. I don't know. I release remaster for I'm Over You. So I did all I could. I feel I have nothing to prove, but I'm still there, you know. I'm still trying to evolve. It's painful, but I'm still evolving. You know, life is too short. I'm still aspiring songwriter, so that's it. I'm not on stage. I'm not performing. I will do podcasts. I will sing with my songs on podcasts, you know, possibly. Maybe I might release a song with me with being singing, but that's it. If anybody's interested, then if not, it's over. When I say that, I mean concert, you know, going out to Whiskey a Go-Go, or it's over. I'm not interested in no bands either. I mean, unless, you know, a professional band wants to go on stage, yes. I'm not interested in no amateur band or no hobby. That's over, because I'm a professional level. I'm just a professional aspiring songwriter. If anyone interested in my songs, you can contact me. Duffney's Love 22 Twitter. And I'll do another show soon. Good day, good night from Duff Knight.